Well, now I'm very pleased to welcome Mark Walker, who's the project director of Ash Ridge Security Management, who's someone very concerned with the growth of rural crime. So welcome to Felix FM, Mark. And perhaps first off, you could tell us a little bit about what your company does and what areas of the country you cover.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for inviting me. Well, although our head office is in Buckinghamshire, we also have an office in Stansted Abbotts, where I'm based, where we provide security management to our clients across East Anglia, which includes Essex and Kent. We understand there is a need to reduce crime, so we decided that we wanted to support the national charity Crime Stoppers. And in doing so, our operations director, Emma, has been appointed as a volunteer for Hertfordshire, and she's taken a really active role in promoting Crime Stoppers and reducing crime in the local area.
Now, I have to say, I didn't know that Crime Stoppers was a charity, and I checked with my wife and she didn't know it either, so perhaps you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, Crime Stoppers is doing its best to raise awareness of rural crime issues. It's utilised its positive relationships with its partners, such as the NFU Mutual, Sainsbury's, Northern Power Grid, and other important organisations such as the National Farmers Union, English Heritage, the Neighbourhood and Home Watch Networks, and of course, you've got people such as the Country Land and Business Association, and lastly, the police. The police is where the relationship is critical. The fact is that crime affects rural communities, and it can have an absolutely devastating impact on people and businesses. Criminals target isolated areas and unprotected buildings, and they look for easily accessible and saleable items, such as metal, gardening and agricultural machinery, and other implements found in commonly in gardens and also in agricultural environments. By educating people about the telltale signs of potential criminal activity, we're urging people to contact Crime Stoppers using the anonymous service so that criminal gangs can be tackled head on.
Now, you've kind of opened my eyes, because I think that most people probably, when they think of rural crime, think it would have been a case of the old implement getting pinched out of a shed, which, whilst it could be considered a darn nuisance, would hardly constitute a major catastrophe in the grand scale of schemes. But you're going to tell me it's a whole big big picture compared with that, from what you've just said.
Yes, Scott. Unfortunately, rural crime is more than just an occasional nuisance of the kind that you've mentioned. In fact, it's a massive problem. It involves the theft of items from churches, homes, business premises. It can include crimes such as poaching, cruelty, theft of livestock, through to arson and other criminal damage. And it includes the theft of machinery, vehicles, plant, and of course, fuel. In 2012, rural theft alone reached a value of about £42.3 million. That's £42.3 million, and can have far-reaching consequences for all of us, in terms of food chain, deliveries and supermarket prices. And that, of course, isn't taken into consideration the psychological impact upon those living in rural communities who wonder if their property or their assets are going to be next.
Now, £42.3 million, that's no mean sum. That's a big figure, isn't it?
It's shocking.
Yeah. Now, clearly, it'd be almost impossible to maintain constant vigilance on everything if your business or home is located in an isolated location. So what practical steps can vulnerable people take to protect themselves and their property?
Well, firstly, people need to take note of basic principles, such as not leaving vehicles unattended or leaving buildings unlocked. Keep expensive equipment and vehicles out of sight. Keep them locked up where possible. Use bright, easily distinguishable markings and forensic marking solutions on assets that can be removed easily, such as plants and equipment. I'd advise fitting tracker devices to things such as quads, motorcycles, and light machinery. And where possible, join a local neighbourhood watch scheme. It's important to remember that suspicious or unusual activity should be reported to the police, as it may be of interest to them. It may also result in a conviction, which would be very helpful for the local community. If you have a small budget, do contact a local security company or your local police force to discuss free security advice for your property. This could include advice about CCTV, security lighting, or mobile patrols.
Now, employing a security company sounds like a fairly expensive option to me, which is presumably only viable in the case of larger properties or commercial businesses. Is that so? Or am I got that wrong?
It can be. However, it depends on the size of your issue. There are many small small things that can be undertaken, such as ensuring that gates are kept locked. There are very cheap security devices that you can apply to a gate that can only allow access at certain times.
But is it expensive to get the advice from the security company in the first place?
Any reputable security company should be able to offer that for free.
Right. I mean, the reason I ask this is because I'm aware that last autumn, a local charity, which is a horse sanctuary around here, lost quite a lot of equipment, and that included a Kawasaki four-wheel drive mule. And later on, the thieves returned and stole hay racks from the fields while the horses were actually eating from them. It meant that the animals had to have their hay on the muddy floor, which, of course, caused all sorts of problems. But what financially viable options do you think would be available for an organisation such as that?
Unfortunately, without seeing that exact location at which this occurred, I can only provide a generic answer, as every location has its own strengths and weaknesses. However, any reputable security company, if asked, should provide a free security survey and advice to a charity organisation. And I would recommend that option if they haven't already done so. In fact, if they contact me, we'd be more than happy to engage with them. Many thefts are planned, so the thief will often drive by or even call it an address in weeks or days prior to a theft. They can do it under various guises. However, the important thing to remember is they're probably checking what security measures you already have in place, hence the importance of reporting suspicious behaviour.
How would you recognise it as suspicious behaviour, do you think? I mean, people drive by all the time. What is it? Is there something that stands out that would say to you, something a bit iffy here? Is it because you see the same people coming back and forth, or what?
Sometimes it can be a matter of a vehicle parked in your gateway, where the people seem to not be doing anything. We often get delivery drivers parked in the gateway, for instance, and looking at paperwork. But it's when they take more interest in your location, when they walk up your driveway and they walk into the outbuildings rather than coming to the main building to approach you and to speak to you or ask you questions. Or if they have a wrong address, however, they're dressed in unusual clothing,
right,
and they don't appear to be dressed for the address to which they're attending.
And if that's the case, what should you do?
Well, it's an important thing to note that when deterring crime, if you see suspicious activity, please report it. Make a note of any individuals and make a brief description, along with vehicle registration details if possible, and if the vehicle has any markings on it, for instance, a tradesman's name upon the side of the vehicle. Make sure you take note of the location and the date and time, and then call Essex Police on 101. Details can then be checked by them when you make the phone call and resources deployed where required. Obviously, if an actual crime is in place and it's being committed, then it's important to call 999. However, if an individual or people at a location want to call anonymously and report it so that there is no comeback on them, or if they feel that they could put themselves at threat, they can call Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111. That's 0800 555 111 and report things anonymously.
Well, look, Mark, thanks very much for that. It's all very valid advice. Of course, we'll be sticking all the details up on our website. And I'd like to thank you very much for popping in today and for all your advice and suggestions. But thanks once again. And don't forget that if anyone missed anything Mark said, it's all going to be up on the website for you to hear once again. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you very much, Scott.